Welcome to The Intern Show.
I'm Elias Alvarez.
And I'm Max Schwitzing.
The Intern Show is a podcast produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom. We aim to broadcast news by students for students.
In this episode of The Intern Show, we learn about the Cubby's official opening on campus and Wednesday's recension of the federal funding freeze causes confusion for student aid. But first, some news.
State Superintendent Tom Horn has announced a partnership with Cartwheel, a mental health provider, to offer telehealth mental health services to students in Arizona's rural counties, including Yuma. The program aims to address the shortage of mental health providers in the state by giving students and families easier access to counseling with parental consent. Services will be available to all school districts and charter schools in Arizona's 13 rural counties, helping students manage conditions like anxiety, depression, and stress. This initiative is designed to support students' mental health and academic success, especially in underserved areas.
President Donald Trump's budget office rescinded a memo freezing federal loans and grants on Wednesday, 2 days after he issued it on Monday. The freeze created uncertainty for colleges, universities, and students who rely on federal funding for student aid and institutional budgets. On Tuesday, the Trump administration officials clarified that student loans would not be affected by the freeze. The reversal came after legal challenges and public concern over the potential impact on higher education funding.
The Educational Opportunity Centers are hosting a FAFSA workshop on Wednesday, February 5th, from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. The event will be held in Arizona Western College's main Yuma campus in the NAU Academic Complex in room 156. The aim of the event is to help students complete their FAFSA applications. Attendees should bring their FSA ID. Tax information and social security card. Laptop availability is limited, so it is recommended to bring a personal laptop.
So the Trump administration rescinded the memo that was freezing federal funding for lots of different things across the state, including schools.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I was very confused about what exactly it was affecting, to be honest. Because I didn't know if it was going to be, like, my financial aid or if it was going to be, like, this the, like, reward program that I'm in. So I was, like, thinking, like, what exactly is it going to hit? Either my program that is helping me in school or my financial aid that is helping me with my tuition.
Yeah, I ended up hearing about it from a friend of mine because they were worried that they were like, oh, gosh, is my Pell Grant going to be gone? Am I not going to be able to go to school anymore? And so I ended up sort of like, that's how I started looking into it, was like, will this affect federal student aid?
Lots of students, athletes, or otherwise, take advantage of free access to AWC's fitness center. In this week's Flash interview, Abraham Martinez tells us about his job at the gym.
My biggest job here is to make sure to help students, anybody who comes in, if they need help with the gym, signing them in and out, things like that. So that's really the biggest thing that we do here at the fitness center. Let me see, one of my favorite things about campus is just how open and accepting with all types of people. You know, I see older, younger, different nationalities, foreign people from other countries. So it's pretty fun to see the differences that happen here.
Are there a lot of people that come into the fitness center that are sort of like new to like working out?
Oh yeah, all the time. I mean, we have people who are athletes, but we also have people who like, this is literally the first time. And so that's when we offer a lot of different courses for them that can help them. For example, we have like Fitness for Life, which is a 1 or 2 credit class, and you just come in and you work out. That one doesn't have any instruction, but we have fitness training and personal fitness training. So people who need that extra help or like that structure.
Thank you.
That was fitness center worker Abraham Martinez.
Have you ever been to the gym on campus, Elias?
Honestly, I've been making plans to go to the gym. It was my New Year's resolution. The closest I've gotten to it was just getting in the pool. Just dropping off my ID and asking them to open the gate for me. I've never touched any of the equipment.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. There's actually, I know a couple students that live in the dorms that really enjoy having that available to them on campus.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I have a lot of friends that do make it a routine to go to the gym. Like, actually, it was like 3 of them simultaneously telling me to go join them in the gym. And I was like, oh, dude, I wish I could, and other type of excuses. But hopefully soon I'll get the motivation to go.
Yeah, especially since, you know, it's free for students. Or I guess not free, right? Because you're paying for the college. But it's sort of like part of paying for college here is getting to use those sort of different services.
The Cubby is a food pantry for Arizona Western College students. Stern reporter Max Schwitzing spoke with AWC about the Cubby's official reopening this semester.
The Cubby provides a range of goods to students in need, including fresh food, school supplies, and professional clothing. Leticia Chaboya assists with running the Cubby. She says the pantry's expansion is due to a great need from students.
I've seen here in our community that they didn't have this in colleges or things like that. So this has been amazing. For me, it's been a very positive experience having this program here available for the students. And I am so happy. I love my job. I'm able to meet students and faculty, staff, and then it's just a great program.
Last fall, there wasn't permanent staff to run the Cubby. Now, students can stop by throughout the week to stock up on food and toiletries.
We're actually working on getting more fruits and vegetables seasonal with local agricultural companies. And we have had donations, monetary donations that they have given, that we'll be able to buy more fruits and vegetables.
Community members are able to support the Cubby through physical or monetary donations. For more information, visit azwestern.edu. With President Donald Trump's federal grant freeze memo being rescinded, there is still much confusion from both organizations and students. This week, student reporter Elise Alvarez spoke to students about their feelings regarding the executive order and its rescission.
Students at Arizona Western College were confused and concerned about President Donald Trump's freeze grant memo and what it could mean for their student aid. Now, with the rescission issued just 2 days later saying that student aid would be impacted, many felt relieved that they would be able to continue coming to college. Ashton Romero, a psychology major at AWC, said it had scared him when the news came out.
Well, it kind of did scare me. I thought I would lose my federal aid for school, and that's like kind of like the only reason why I'm in school, is because most of it's being paid for. I think losing that would probably put me in a pretty bad hole at the moment. So I hope that I continue to get federal aid and continue to qualify until I can get myself on my feet so I can so I can build some money up so I can start paying for myself.
And Romero also shared his thoughts on the rescission of the executive order.
I definitely, even if I won't be affected, some people will. In other ways, it definitely does suck. But I'm at least glad that most of the struggling students can still make it by with the student loans or, you know, the federal aid that the government gives us.
Carol Fernandez said she had also been worrying if it would impact her financial aid.
I was wondering if it will affect for the 2005 federal aid. Because I applied for the form for 2025 and 2026, but I don't know if it's accepted or it's going to like regret because of what happened. Because I feel like it would... what was happened would immediately just affect my financial aid and I wouldn't be able to attend college.
Valerie Guzman, an environmental science major, said that she had been shocked and worried, not only for herself, but for her fellow college students.
Honestly, I was shocked. It was truly devastating to hear the news that there's a possibility that we might lose our financial aid. A big portion of AWC relies on that financial aid in order to be pursuing their education to begin with. So to hear those kind of news that it could be put into action honestly made me rethink if I could even get my degree. I think I would have maybe had to take a break from school and be able to save up that money, which is a lot of money, honestly, to be able to make up for, to afford an education, to afford a degree. So it really would have been devastating having to put a pause and the possibility of not even coming back.
Guzman also stated that she was relieved about the recession because it meant students would continue coming to college.
Honestly, I think it's pretty great. It's a relief to hear that because honestly, I feel like maybe half of the students that go to AWC wouldn't be attending AWC no longer because of the financial situation.
For many students at AWC, federal aid is not just assistance, it's also the foundation that makes higher education possible. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Elias Alvarez. The Intern Show is produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom at KAWC Colorado River Public Media.
Send your questions or comments to studentnewsroom@kawc.org.
This show is available as a podcast or online at kawc.org under the KAWC Shows tab.
The KAWC Student Newsroom is supported by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Since 1980, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has been a trusted philanthropic partner, helping individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits work together to create a stronger community.
Our theme music is Election Time by Carton Abel. The Flash Interviews music is Funkmeister by Theo JT. Both are available at freesound.org.
I'm Elias Alvarez.
I'm Max Schwitzing.
Thank you for tuning in to The Intern Show.